people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. This hour is brought to you by the Dirt Doctor books, including the Organic Management for the Professional, the Organic Lawn Care book, which is the most current one, Dear Dirt Doctor, which is columns I've written over the years, kind of a compilation of them, Plants for Houston and the Gulf States, Texas Organic Gardening, Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening, Herbs for Texas, Plants for Texas, Plants of the Metroplex, Texas Bug Book, Texas Gardening, The Natural Way, that's the big book, Texas Trees, and The Organic Manual. And even though a lot of my books have Texas in the title, I was just regional for quite a while, but the books are really good for people coast to coast and border to border, especially the latest two, Organic Management for the Professional and Organic Lawn Care. But any of them work pretty well if you adjust two things, timing and specific varieties of plants in some cases, of course. To the phones, but one quick thing. The people I was talking about, and I just drew a blank on the names of the characters that wrote the book, the Scott's Lawn book, and the fellow that I actually had as a guest on my show and asked him why he didn't include corn gluten meal was Aston Ritchie. You've probably heard and seen him on a lot of their ads. I haven't lately. They may have kicked him out and brought that Scotsman in, which is a kind of weird deal. But the university guy that was involved in the book that also asked why he didn't include corn gluten meal, the guy that came up with the corn gluten meal idea at Iowa State, Nick Christians. And I've had Nick on the show. Nice guy. I've had him on the show in the past, been a long time, but he just totally ignored the corn gluten meal to promote the Scott's product. Now, this hour is also brought to you by the Kyolic Aged Garlic. And when you call in and talk to David in there today, he'll get your information about sending you a sample of the wonderful product called Kyolic Aged Garlic, which I recommend highly. You can get a free sample if you're one of the callers. By the way, the callers that are already on there, David, I guess we ought to try to give them an opportunity too, including Jeff. And are you in Cache, Texas, Jeff? Is that right?
Yeah, Cache, Texas.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great.
Hey, I'm interested in trying to grow some goji berries.
Okay.
Will they grow in my area? And a little bit I can find out about them. They say no compost. They use it like a topsoil. They like alkaline soil. How do you feed a super berry with compost?
I think it would be, you know, I haven't grown it, and I'm going to. I've did a quick look-see during the break there to learn a little bit about it, and it sounds like it's a berry. The goji berry is something that will grow very well here in the south, in the alkaline soils. It says it can it's a perennial that can take zones 3 to 10, and we're certainly right in the middle of that. And the soil pH, 6.8 to 8.1, we're basically right in the middle of that. So I think with the basic bed preparation that we recommend, or if you want to do it in containers, use an organic potting soil and organic fertilizers and everything, I think that the goji berry should do fine. I have to admit I haven't grown it, but I'm going to try, and I think it's something you and I ought to look into, and we'll be in charge of that research.
Yeah, I tried to one of the box stores that supposedly you can order online some plants that are supposed to be really good from reviews, but the small plants that are like the $8 plants is they can't send it to Texas and a bunch of other states, but if you get to the $16 and $30, $60 plants, then for some reason they can come to Texas.
That's weird. What's the difference?
I don't know, except for the price.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll look into it, too. It sounds like there's maybe one reason we don't hear about them a lot is availability, but I'll check into it. Maybe some of the listeners have had some experience with it and will call in and give us a little bit more their experience in growing this apparently very tasty and very nutritious berry called goji berry.
Okay, hey, I appreciate it. You have a great day and got a great show.
Okay, thank you, and we'll talk again, okay?
Okay, thanks.
See you, Jeff. Bye. Goji berry. Anybody has any firsthand information? By the way, one thing I forgot to come back, said I'd come back and talk about is what's a good way to probe interior plants. This would work for patio plants as well. The best probe in the world, and you use a probe to check the moisture level. You can stick your finger down in the soil and tell to a degree, but if you really want to get a good reading about how wet or moist or dry the soil is, so you can monitor the moisture so you can water it at the appropriate time, is to stick a probe down into the soil several inches. And in potted plants, one of the best probes is a wooden pencil, a sharpened wooden pencil, because you stick it down in there and you can tell about the moisture level by the moisture that shows up on the wood and the soil that adheres to that part of the pencil. Of course, you could take any kind of stick and sharpen the point and make a probe, but using a simple pencil is something that's ready to go and use as a probe. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Hugh in Illinois someplace. Hugh, where are you there?
I'm in St. Jacob, Illinois.
Well, what can we do for you today?
I've had a recurring problem with the tomato garden for several years now, and this year I decided I'd go organic, and I got one of your books, and I pretty well read thoroughly, and I've used mulch and stuff this year that I didn't do too well before, but I'm still having the same problem as I've had before. I'm using carrot juice about once a week as well, and my tomato plants are slowly dying from the ground up. The bottom branches seem to yellow, and they'll just snap off there easily.
Okay. Well, that's a very common problem that everybody gets sooner or later. It's just a matter of how soon you get it and how quickly it advances. It's called commonly early blight, and it's a fungus. It's a fungal disease. What we have found in the past that really helps quite a lot, besides the basic organic program of using compost and rock powders and sugars to prepare the beds, which I have to assume you've done.
No, I did not do rock powders, or what else did you say?
Well, that's what I guess we need to step back and talk about that for a minute. Then the bed preparation that you need to do to grow any kind of successful herb or vegetable garden is to have mixed into the existing soil that you have, whatever the existing soil is, wherever you are, is compost and rock powders and sugars. Now, what that means is compost can be your own homemade compost, or it can be a compost that you buy at the local garden center or hardware store, and we do that in lieu of peat moss. We don't recommend peat moss.
Right.
And so the second step is rock powder, and what that means is some kind of rock like lava sand, granite sand, zeolite, azomite, some kind of rock material, rock minerals, that would be different than the base rock on your property. And you probably all of those things will be to some benefit. Green sand is one that we use a lot here in the South, because it contains iron, and it also is loaded with other trace minerals that are immediately available to the plant. And then the third category are the sugars, and the sugars are really important when you're first starting, like you've done, to fire up the beneficial life in the soil, the beneficial microbes, the bacteria, fungi, and that sort of thing. And what we use the most there is molasses or dry molasses, and then we use cornmeal, and the cornmeal is the one you really want to make a note of, because using it in the soil and then on the surface of the soil later, which you can still do even though you didn't mix it down into the soil, is cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, which you can get at the feed stores and farm stores and all in bigger bags that's cheaper than the grocery store stuff. But if that's the only place you can get it, that works too. And corn functions as a sugar because it breaks converts to sugar very quickly and does the same thing, stimulates biological activity. And it also stimulates a specific fungus called trichoderma. And the trichoderma is what will counteract that early blight disease. It's a beneficial microbe that helps you with the pathogens. And so kind of step back and do the whole thing. It's explained under the guides on the homepage of my website, dirtdoctor.com. You can make a spray, too, and I'll tell you about that off the air, and I'll tell everybody when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we got a couple of people who have called in with some tips on goji berries, it looks like, that we'll get to real quickly after talking to Jennifer. Hold on, Jennifer, just a second. I talked to Hugh off the air about his disease issue on his tomatoes. And like, if you didn't hear all of it, growing any kind of food crop, and especially tomatoes and things that are a little bit more sensitive, you need to do the whole bed preparation that we recommend, and it's explained under guides right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And the rock minerals and the sugars are very important, but you can also do a proactive treatment for the disease that he was experiencing, which everybody does to a degree. It's called early blight. Some people call it southern blight. Starts on the bottom leaves, and a lot of people think it's spider mites, but it's a fungal disease. The cornmeal juice can help. You can put a cup of the whole ground cornmeal that you would use in the bed preparation, and you can use it on the surface if you didn't do it in the bed preparation, at anywhere from 1 to 2 pounds per 100 square feet, just like an organic fertilizer. But if you put a cup of cornmeal in a 5-gallon bucket of water, stir it up and let it sit for 30 minutes or an hour, strain the solids out and spray it on the foliage, it functions very well as a disease control on the foliage and the stems. And you can also, you know, drench it into the soil as well. There is a commercial product that's out there. It's not labeled for this use, but it's a soap. It's a fancy soap. It's called BioWash. It's sold here in some parts of Texas, and it may be in a few other places like Colorado Springs and some other places that have gotten into organics. It's called BioWash, and it mixed a tablespoon per gallon or so will control that disease quite effectively also. So those of you that are having trouble with that, give it a shot. Jennifer in Fort Worth is next. Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Well, I have a question for you. I put in a new backyard before all of the rain. It was in mid-April. Mm-hmm. They brought in some soil to level the backyard because it was quite uneven due to some construction projects back there. And I don't think I got enough information about what that exactly was. But we laid the sod. It was Raleigh St. Augustine. I only had to water it a couple of times before it started raining. And so now it's doing good in some areas, poor in others. So I've got a couple of situations. Some areas are growing tall and they need to be mowed. Other areas are still real low to the ground as if it was a new piece of sod, where they're green and they look okay, but they're not getting tall. So when I go through to try to aerate the lawn manually with the little fork that I have, what I discovered was I can push the fork into the areas that are green and tall, but where it's still low to the ground, it's real hard to push the fork in.
Okay.
So I need to understand exactly which items I should put on the lawn to help loosen.
What have you done so far?
Well, nothing really.
Okay.
Well, nothing, because I have up also some brown spots. And I went to a local garden center with a sample of the lawn and those little areas and some pictures, and they felt that I had fungus. I have some brown circles, but they don't have that characteristic yellow ring that it looked like a lot of the fungus or brown patch does. And I also have some of the St. Augustine from around the circle is starting to creep in. So, like, you know, the little, I'm not sure what the proper name of the St. Augustine runner, but as it kind of, you know, will spread, it will creep out.
Well, the stolons are what's on top and the rhizomes are what's underneath. You need to feed it. One of the misconceptions about the organic program is that people tend to listen to what they heard when people talked about synthetic fertilizers, and they would tell you not to fertilize until you've mowed it once or twice. Well, that's nonsense. What you want to do is go ahead and fertilize sod right after it's laid with organic fertilizer.
Okay.
So you need to get something like, the Maestro Grow Texas Tea or one of the others that we talk about, and you can find all the information on the website. Put it out at the usual rate, 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And in those areas that you've already determined are harder soil than others, it would be especially beneficial to put hydrogen peroxide on those areas. You can take hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, which is 3%, and mix it 50-50 with water. And you can mix Garrett juice with it if you want to, or do it by itself. But drench the hydrogen peroxide mixture into those areas. It's a liquid form of aeration. And it'll get you going. But the main thing is the grass is probably just hungry and needs some organic fertilizer. Do those two things, and I think you'll be off and running. The dry cornmeal, if you do have some fungal issues that pop up, and even if it's not for sure fungal, I mean, the cornmeal would function as a mild organic fertilizer. So you could do some of both, a little bit of cornmeal and a little bit of organic fertilizer, and you'd be off and running.
Great. Yeah, I guess I knew I needed to feed it, and I was prepared to do that because in my front yard where I have St. Augustine for years, I've always done organic, you know, corn gluten meal, molasses, you know, just the different things at the appropriate times. And when I was advised that I possibly had fungus in the backyard, they said no nitrogen.
Yeah, well, that's chemical thinking, and that's fine. Go ahead and fertilize and apply the cornmeal, and I think you'll be in fine shape.
That's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate the information. I really enjoy your program.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. And now let's get some goji berry tip. Hi, Nancy and McKinney, what's up?
Howard, this is Nancy. Yes, I'm a longtime listener of your program and really appreciate it. I use a lot of your techniques in my work, and I'm responsible for a WaterWise garden in Louisville.
Oh, great.
And,
hey, Nancy, I wasn't watching the time. Can you hang on with me through the break so we're not rushed?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be back with you in just a bit. Okay. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we were talking with Nancy from McKinney. Nancy, you there?
Yes.
What did you have for us?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank you for your program, and I felt like your organic program that you talked about all these years really helped keep our water clean for this whole region.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and let's see, about goji berries, mm-hmm. I've been using it all my life, and let's see, for one thing, it's very easy to grow, especially for this area, and for a lot of areas, it's very easy to grow. In fact, you can propagate by using one of the branches, just sticking to the ground, and it will grow.
Oh,
it's just
cool.
That easy, yeah. And let's see. It loses its leaves in the winter, and so it's like a bush. So it's not like a tree or anything. It's like a bush.
People mention that it could be a pretty good hedge, a pretty good landscaping plant.
Right, but let's see. But you do need to watch out because it's so easy to grow. It kind of invasive too.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so, like for me, the way I manage it, because I live in a regular lot, you know, and I'm busy working. I don't like things that's too invasive and find ways to managing it. So I plant like a few of them in the big pot.
Good idea.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And let's see. And the whole plant is edible.
Oh, the foliage as well as the fruit, huh?
Yeah, the whole plant's edible and is very beneficial. The Chinese, we use the tender leaves in the spring or any season. You know, as long as it's tender leaves, mm-hmm. you can use it like a spinach.
Oh, okay.
And then also the Chinese people use it in they use the little, you know, the branches, the tender branches. You can use the, you can strip the leaves and save it like a spinach, and you can boil the stem in the water to make a soup stock. And it's very alkaline, it's very beneficial for the body.
Oh, that's a good tip too. Great.
Yeah. Let's see what else I want to cover. And let's see. And of course, you know, the berries are were edible, whether it's is fresh or dry. It ripened sometime in August. Or September, depend what variety you're getting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the whole plant is edible. It's just easy to grow. It's good to have in especially anybody who interested in health and wellness.
Well, Nancy, those are great tips. I'm going to get some as soon as I can. And
yeah.
Do you have any tips on where people might best get some goji berry?
I got mine. I got mine from an Oriental store, and you know they were. This is like a long time ago,
okay.
And they sell it as like any kind of Korean store or Asian store in the springtime, especially they sell them. They sell them, and I at that time I got it like just a bunch of them, and then I stick them like in the ground, and I did that. But right now you can get them. The last two variety I got is from the Stark Brothers.
Stark Brothers. It sells all kind of fruit. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good
they
tip.
Have it. They have like the Big Life. I think one of the varieties, Big Life. I bought two of the varieties, and but you don't really have to have two. But I think if you have two, you probably have more berries. But both of them are really good.
Okay, Nancy, I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, and hey, I appreciate you. Like I tell you, you know, I'm responsible for professionally. I also responsible for a Waterwise Garden in Louisville called the Upper Trinity Waterwise Demonstration Garden, and it's total organic, and I always promote your tips, and we appreciate all the tips that you give in every week, and those tips, the organic practices, really minimize the runoff with all these chemicals, pollution into our lake and creeks, and of course, if it's there, it's polluted, and we have to spend a lot more money to clean it up, and because those are our drinking water sources. And I appreciate you very much.
Well, thanks for helping spread the word, Nancy, and call us again anytime.
Okay. Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was Nancy. Here's Christine in Millsap with some tips apparently, too. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Well, I purchased a goji berry from Home Depot, of all places.
Really?
If you go along where they sell the vegetables, usually at the end of the aisle by the pottery, they always have some kind of discounted plant. Anyways, I picked up a gallon goji for $10, and I brought it home, and it looked weedy, so I removed the soil and discovered that I had over 30 potential goji bushes.
Okay.
So I separated them, and my soil out here is 7.8, and it's mostly clay. So I dug the holes 1.5 times the size of the plant, because it appeared weedy, and I soaked it with Garrett juice, and I put in some mulch, and they're doing awesome.
Well, that's great. How long ago did you plant them?
2 months ago.
Oh, just recently. But so far, so good, huh?
Oh, yes. And I've even taken cuttings off of them and rooted them. They're fantastic.
Yeah, according to Nancy, it's so easy to grow, it can even become invasive. So kind of keep
correct.
An eye on that. Maybe we'll get a bunch of people growing them, and everybody can do hand-me-downs and share, and we can have goji berries growing all over the place.
That sounds wonderful. It's a beautiful plant. The leaves, I don't see how they could be used as spinach because of the size and length, obviously. But
well, maybe yours need to mature a little bit more before you can start doing that, have foliage that's large enough.
Right, but just running through there when you're out in the garden and picking one off and chewing it, as you're going about your business is wonderful, too.
They are tasty, huh? And yours are already producing fruit?
No, they're on the cusp, okay. I would say.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much, Christine.
Yes, sir, Howard. You have a great day.
Okay, talk to you later. This is goji berry we're talking about, and it's great to learn that it sounds like something we all ought to be growing pretty much anywhere in the country other than the people in East Texas and some of the areas in the East where it's real low pH. You may have a little issues. It sounds like the goji berry, spelled G-O-J-I, by the way, G-O-J-I, goji berry. Sounds like the people with alkaline soils like we have here will have better luck. But even those of you with acid soil, you can do a potting soil that would have a pH that wouldn't be any problem for you at all. Sounds like a plant we all need to try. Keep it under control, though. It sounds like it may be a little invasive. Sean in Hillsboro next up. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Howard, those goji berries are not to be confused with dangleberries. Don't let anybody do that.
Gosh. All right, John, what you got?
I've got an apricot tree that's 8 years old, approximately 20 feet tall. 1 week ago, it had beautiful green leaves. It was lovely. Everything looking good. It even had some small apricots on it. And then in 24 hours, the leaves begin to droop like a cocker spaniel's ears. Everything was drooping downward, and now every leaf on it has turned brown and looks like it's dying. Is that apricot tree doomed?
Yeah, probably so. If it's gone that far, Sean, you have fire blight on it is what you have. And fire blight is a bacterial disease. It does have a fix if you catch it early enough. You could have cotton root rot also. That's a possibility, but it's probably the fire blight like pears get. And the solution, if you try it again for anybody else that's seeing these kind of symptoms, is hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide sprayed at a mixture of about 1%, which means you dilute the stuff from the grocery store. The stuff from the grocery store is 3%. You need to dilute it down a little bit, and you can spray it by itself or you can spray it with the Garrett juice, either one. If your entire plant has it, it's probably too late, but if you want to try it, you need to cut all of the burned-looking foliage off, and it can go in the compost pile. The compost will neutralize the pathogen in it, and go ahead and spray then the entire plant and really soak the stems and drench the soil and the whole deal with the Garrett juice with hydrogen peroxide mixed in.
All right, one other little comment. My little eastern red cedar now has dead needles up about 3 inches above the ground. Is that plant dying, or is this normal for an eastern red cedar?
I've got a little bit of brown and some that I planted this past fall. The heavy water rain that we've been having and just the establishment of them, you're going to see a little bit of brown in them from time to time, and generally it's not a big deal. If it continues to expand, you're either too wet in the soil or too dry. Those are the only two things that can hurt you with the eastern red cedar establishment.
Well, it seems you're not too dry, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's probably the other. You get yourself a probe, break a head off an old golf club or something, and probe the soil and see what the moisture's doing, and adjust your watering if you need to.
All right, all right. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I appreciate your program.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
You can, any of you out there should have a probe, and you can go two ways. Like I said, an old driver, golf club, with the head broken off or sawed off on an angle is even better. Makes a wonderful probe and doesn't cost anything, because you can, if you don't play golf, you can go to a pawn shop and probably buy one for a dollar or something. But even better than that is the what's called a pipe probe, P-I-P-E, pipe probe. And it is fiberglass. It's about 4 feet long, has handles on it with rubber. In either case, you want a rubber handle, and that would be on the golf club, of course. And on the pipe probe, and you want that because if you happen to hit an electrical line, that is important. The pipe probe has a bullet on the end of it that's larger than the fiberglass shaft, so it goes in the soil really easily. It's used to, you know, find utilities and various things, but what I use it for is to see how the moisture is holding up. And you tell by the feel. There's no dials or gauges or anything. You just tell by the feel of poking this thing in and out of the ground whether you're too dry or too wet, and you can adjust from there. Kevin in Rockford. Oh, Kevin, can you hold on a minute? I'm going to have to take a break, and then we'll get you as soon as I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Website, dirtdoctor.com. You can check on joining the membership area of the website by clicking on the green button right over on the left-hand side of the homepage. I'll be back after this.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back, and we were starting to talk with Kevin in Rockford, Illinois, having a problem with an apricot tree as well. Hey, Kevin.
Morning, Howard. All right, well, my apricot tree, it's only about maybe 3 years old, and a couple weeks ago, it just dropped almost every fruit. They're still, you know, they're hard and green, but they were a good size,
right.
And it dropped almost every one of them. And the tree is... It was pretty healthy. It's growing really good. It looks healthy. It still looks healthy, but I just dropped them all.
Well, I saw that happen around here a lot, and it was directly a result of this tremendous rain that we've had, you know, for a long time. It caused a lot of fruit trees to abort. Have y'all had any kind of dramatic weather pattern there?
No, not. I wouldn't say that anything dramatic.
Just normal stuff for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, usually when a plant will abort like that, it's got some fairly severe stress going on, and it can be too much water, like the deluges that we've had, and it can be that it went through a kind of a cool period of time, and then all of a sudden it spiked and got real hot in a hurry. That can cause a temporary stress that can cause a plant to abort buds and or small fruit. Getting dry can do it. You know, if you didn't keep the moisture level exactly right, apricots are among the most difficult, unfortunately, of the fruit trees to be successful with, and it's just a shame because they're so delicious. But that's all I can tell you is that something has happened that it didn't like. The only other alternative in 3 years in just seeing it, I'd probably scratch my head about it a little bit, but the other possibility is that it's a variety that just doesn't like the conditions there.
Okay.
So it's I had one apricot. I don't have it anymore because it finally got shaded out. I have too much shade in my garden. But we had a successful crop. During the 8 years I had it, 1 year, the late freeze can get it and cause the buds to abort. And when you have a good crop, the squirrels and the birds tend to like it more than you do and be sneaky about getting it. And some years it doesn't have enough cold hours, you know, for certain varieties. So there's all kind of issues with the okay. apricot. All you can do is stick with the organic program, probe your soil for moisture, like I was mentioning to previous callers, and just try to keep it keep the conditions as perfect as you can is all you can do.
Okay, sounds good. Well, a quick question. When is the best time to transplant a rose?
Well, the best time, the ideal time is when the fall color shows up in your neighborhood, which okay. means that, you know, it's cool enough that systems have shut down in the plant, and it's at that time that you can transplant a rose or most any other plant and have almost 100% success. The second best time would be any time during the winter. The worst time would be when it's setting buds and trying to flower.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I appreciate the call. And let me tell you the Victor pet tip of the week. And I wanted to talk about the dog again that we need to help. And I don't know what I did with it. It was the really cute one-eyed dog. If you go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and I'll find the piece of paper in a minute. But anyway, her picture. Zena or something like that. Wasn't that it? Anyway, if you go to our website and go to the SPCA button, her picture's there. We need to help her. And also, we need to help Adrian and the other dogs that have not been adopted yet. This is at the SPCA in Dallas. But the Victor VictorDogFood.com brings you this. The Victor Pet Tip of the Week is... Those of you, this is to the people out there that haven't gone organic yet. If you're still listening to the wrong people and thinking it's okay to put out synthetic fertilizers and herbicides and insecticides and fungicides out on your lawn, you're putting your pets more at risk than yourself probably. And why? Well, they're running around with their little bare paws on it and sticking their nose down in it, smelling everything that's different, and that would include, you know, the weird smelling stuff that you spray out on your place. So even if you're not worried about your own health or the health of your soil and the quality of the air and the water and the soil and everything, think about those dogs and cats that are running around that are far more susceptible to these neurotoxins, which is what they are, than we are. So try to go organic. It's better in every way. Here's Ella in Duncanville. Hey, Ella.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I read your newsletter this morning and the about smart pots, and I'm intrigued.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, don't they require a lot more water?
No, they really don't, because they breathe, and if anything, they probably require a little less water than a clay pot or a plastic pot, especially a plastic pot. They seem to breathe and not dry out too much, but maintain the moisture more evenly through the pot. I'm very impressed with them. The smart pots fabric, also another very important point is that the roots go out and hit it and splatter instead of circling round and round in the pot.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm definitely intrigued, and I'm thinking about trying some. But the other thing...
Let me put you on hold. Talk off the air. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back after this.